BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Speakers on the final night of the Democrats' National Convention have praised Kamala Harris ahead of her acceptance of the party's US presidential nomination. The veteran Senator Elizabeth Warren said Ms. Harris couldn't be bought or bossed around.
I've seen Kamala Harris fight. I've seen her win. And when it comes to our families and our futures, Kamala Harris is someone we can trust. So here it is, with joy in our hearts, let's elect Kamala Harris the next president of the United States.
She mocked Donald Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance, saying she wouldn't trust them to move her couch. As negotiators gather in Cairo to resume talks on a ceasefire in Gaza, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dampened dwindling hopes of an agreement. Mike Thompson explains.
One of the biggest sticking points for the proposed ceasefire deal has been Israel's demand that its troops must remain in what's known as the Philadelphia Corridor, a thin stretch of land between Gaza and Egypt. Benjamin Netanyahu has insisted this is vital to stop Hamas smuggling in weapons. He's now scotched hopes that Israel might accept a compromise suggestion of stationing international troops there instead. Hamas, which will not be at the Cairo talks, has repeatedly insisted that it won't accept any deal that allows Israeli forces to stay in Gaza.
Gun dealers in Yemen have been found to be openly advertising weapons for sale on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. An investigation found assault rifles and pistols being offered by militants from the Iranian-backed Houthi movement. One post describes a Yemeni modified Kalashnikov as your best choice, along with a demonstration video. Frank Gardner reports.
These advertisements are not hidden in the depths of the dark web. They are on X. The sellers, who operate in areas of Yemen under control of the Houthis, a proscribed terrorist group by the US and Australian governments, make no attempt to hide their names or even their locations. Some post their price lists in both Yemeni and Saudi riyals, inviting buyers to contact them on other social media platforms. An investigation by The Times found some of the sellers' accounts even had the blue tick validation. X has been contacted for comment, but has yet to respond.
The Greek owners of a huge oil tanker, which was crippled by an attack by Yemen's Houthis, are preparing to inspect the vessel. The Sunion, carrying 150,000 tonnes of crude oil, is currently anchored in the Red Sea between Yemen and Eritrea. BBC News. The Canadian government is imposing binding arbitration in an effort to end an industrial dispute which brought the country's vast rail freight network to a halt on Thursday. The Labour Minister, Steve McKinnon, told a news conference he'd ordered existing contracts between rail companies and unions to be extended until new agreements are signed.
It is the government's responsibility to ensure industrial peace in this critically vital sector. Thus, we will be examining why we experience repeated conflicts in the railway sector and the conditions that led to the parallel work stoppages we are seeing. Canadians must be assured that their government will not allow them to suffer when parties do not fill their responsibility to them at the bargaining table, especially where worker and community safety is at stake.
It's now known at least 10 people were killed when a boat carrying migrants capsized on a river separating Serbia and Bosnia. The Serbian authorities said a baby approximately 9 months old and its mother were among those who died. Rescuers say they'll resume their search on Friday for others still thought to be missing. A BBC investigation has discovered that a Chinese syndicate has been running a multi-million dollar scam from the Isle of Man in the Irish Sea. It convinced unsuspecting victims to put money into investment platforms it controlled. Those involved have not replied to the BBC's repeated requests for comment. An 81-year-old man has been charged in connection with the riots that took place in parts of England and Northern Ireland earlier this month. Keith Edwards was accused of using threats and abuse to provoke violence during disturbances in Nottingham. He'll appear in court in September. Elsewhere, a 61-year-old grandfather was jailed for more than 2.5 years for his involvement in the unrest. BBC News.